The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Jesus said to them, she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, that I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall become white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall become white as wool." Concretely, we see this prophecy being fulfilled in the life of the person whom we celebrate today, the life of Mary Magdalene. As we know, Mary Magdalene, at some point of her life, had seven demons. She was, we could say, a public sinner. But when she encountered Jesus Christ, the whole thing changed. Her life changed. Her sin was replaced with love. Growing up, there was a song that we used to sing, great things happen when God mixes up with men. And the song goes on, great and wonderful things, great things happen. So we see great things happening, or great things has happened in the life of Mary Magdalene when she came in contact with Christ. Normally, when we have some, we do something that we are not proud of, what the temptation is to run away from God, not to pray. God will not accept me. He will not listen to my prayer. But if we have the courage of coming close to him, we are washed clean. And we could see Mary Magdalene was washed clean, and she became the carrier of the good news, carrier of the news, the foundation of our faith, which is the resurrection. Jesus Christ gave her the message. And today we are celebrating her, and we ask her intercession, to ask her to intercede for us, to always come close to God, so that we'll continue to announce the kingdom, the message of the resurrection to all. So we pray that Mary Magdalene will constantly assist us, constantly intercede for us as we continue our journey.